It's time for All Things Northwest with Northwest Missouri State University President Dr. John Jasinski. Each month, Dr. Jasinski will visit with community and educational leaders about exciting developments and collaborations happening throughout our region. Underwriting for All Things Northwest comes from Nottoway County Economic Development and Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments. More at facebook.com/NWMORCOG. And now, the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. Welcome to this month's edition of All Things Northwest. It's a show devoted to all the good about the people, places, events, and stories of our region. We highlight the great work and the great play, the collaboration and the developments throughout our region, and know there is much to celebrate regarding Northwest Missouri, Southwest Iowa, Southeast Nebraska, and Northeast Kansas. We here at Northwest Missouri State University and your public radio partners, KXCV, KRNW, hope you're having an excellent summer. I'm Patty Hawley, filling in for Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski, and I'm pleased to welcome you to the July 2014 edition of our show. We'll provide two segments this month. Segment one features Director of Northwest Missouri State's Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, Larry Lee. We'll visit with Larry about the Dean Hubbard Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Northwest Missouri State University, which was recently named among the top business incubators at universities worldwide. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. In segment two, we'll feature newly promoted Director of Northwest Small Business and Technology Development Center in St. Joseph, Rebecca Evans. We'll talk about the good work being done throughout our region by entrepreneurs and small businesses, along with services provided helping spur economic development. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us for All Things Northwest, and we hope that you enjoy this month's edition. To begin, I again welcome Larry Lee to All Things Northwest. Larry is the director for the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, or the CIE for short. It's at Northwest Missouri State University. He oversees the Dean Hubbard Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. He also consults with businesses and entrepreneurs in technology development and commercialization throughout the state of Missouri as a team member for the MOFAST program. His experiences span senior management positions and being an active entrepreneur, serving as a technology consultant at UMKC and also serving as the director of the Enterprise Development Laboratory at UMKC. There, he was responsible for programs that took student and faculty entrepreneurs from startup to commercialization. Larry's a native of Kansas City and holds an MBA from Northwest Missouri State University. And first off, Larry, let's just start out by explaining what is Northwest CIE.
Sure. The Northwest Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship is a business incubator. Now, when I say incubator in the Midwest, many people think of little eggs that you put into an incubator and chicks come out of those eggs. And it really is that same philosophy. We take a startup business, a very small, maybe just an entrepreneur with an idea, and we give them the area, physical area to be in, whatever they might need. We give them the advisement that they need, the counseling, to make them grow faster than they would if they were not in this business incubator.
Now, recently, the CIE was given a very prestigious worldwide ranking. Can you tell me about that ranking and why Northwest was chosen?
I'd be happy to. When I came here about 2.5 years ago, one of the things that I wanted to do was fill the incubator. And as I traveled to Kansas City and as I brought people up here or down here from Omaha or Des Moines to look at the incubator, possible tenants, what I found was no one knew that we were even around. We were the best kept secret in the Midwest. I also am on a group of incubator managers or directors in the Midwest, and what we tried to do was to once a month visit each other's incubators. And they were just simply shocked when they got up here and saw our facility. we literally have, and now I can say it, world-class facility with instrumentation that you can't find anywhere else in the Midwest. For example, we have a microscope that will magnify up to 1.5 million times. And I think you would have to go to Iowa and then University of Missouri, Columbia, to find one at a university, or Stowers Research in Kansas City to find one of that caliber. We can do almost anything that you want to do from a chemistry standpoint, DNA sequencing, et cetera, et cetera. We have a full-time analytical chemist on staff that can either do work for you for a fee, or he can help our tenants with their work, or he can train them how to use a machine and the equipment so that they can do it themselves. So we truly do have a world-class facility, and I wanted the world to know about it. So fast forward to about 9 months ago, there's an organization, it's called the University Business Incubator Index, and they survey, and it's a pretty rigorous program. They look at the instrumentation that we had, they looked at the resources, both from a people standpoint and from dollar standpoint. And we were chosen 21 out of 300 globally. So we're really pleased with that. Rice University in Houston was ranked number one. So we've got a target picked out now. We know who to go after.
What types of changes will be needed to make Northwest number one?
Probably the biggest change that we need is more activity. We are not sitting in the middle of a metropolitan area. For example, I have a friend that's a director at KU Med Center, and the incubator center. And Frank is turning away people because he doesn't have space. And I do have openings. If we could be 100% full or 98% full, that would help us move up in the rankings.
I would think that location has both advantages and disadvantages located here in Northwest
You're
Missouri.
Exactly right. And it just depends on the person. It also depends on what stage they're at. I actually have a potential client right now who's waiting on equity investment, and he can actually take his business anywhere that he wants to go. And he, without giving away any of the details, he has a very unique life-saving pharmaceutical product that would be perfect for our incubator.
That's a prospective tenant. Who might be tenants or clients of the CIE?
Yes, we have a variety of different clients. As an example, one of the clients that we have is a high school, well, he just graduated from high school. He won our business pitch competition a year ago, and so he came into the incubator. He has some very, very neat ideas. I've worked with him since he was a freshman in high school. Sebastian Klein is his name. He lives in St. Joseph, Missouri. And he had some technology that was just out of this world. He has patents. He's already he's moving forward. He has a team of interns, Northwest Missouri State University students, that is working for him right now in putting together some smartphone apps. But his initial project was a smart palette. So a palette that would, with the help, the assistance of an iPhone or an iPad or Android-type smart tablet, could move pallets by themselves into a truck and then move them out of the truck into the particular aisle that the company might want them to go to. So we have some really neat people. The other extreme on that is we have a company that built a facility in Burlington Junction to manufacture 4x8 sheets of board. It's compressed board, and they started making them out of products that we would grow on the farm, sorghum, for example. And they're experimenting right now with tobacco, the stems of tobacco. The leaves are whatever they do with them, smoke them, chew them, or whatever. But the stems are always throwaway. So these are biomass products, products that can be grown year after year. It's not like cutting down a tree. And what they're really trying to do is compete with China and the bamboo that comes into the U.S. There are literally millions and millions of dollars of bamboo products that come into the U.S. from China. And the method that they're put together, they're not always as nice to our environment as what we would like. They're not as green as what we would like. So they've got a great product, and I could go on and on, but those are two examples.
Are there criteria that entrepreneurs or tenants or clients need to meet to be a tenant?
There are some criteria that we look at. First of all, we currently don't take any retail business. It's not designed to have retail customers parking in the parking lot and coming in and doing their shopping. We don't take any manufacturing businesses that would intend to manufacture on site. So, for example, Chlorophyll has an office in our building, but their manufacturing facility is in Burlington Junction. So that works fine. But if you're going to manufacture something of any heavy manufacturing, that would exclude you from our incubator. We also, I do have an advisory board that's made up of seven individuals that represent not only the university, but the county, the city, the area in general. And so all of the clients, potential clients that would come in would be approved by that board prior to a lease being made. And then once a lease agreement is signed by the client, it would go to our Board of Regents for approval.
You mentioned earlier interns for one of the tenants. Since it's located on the Northwest campus, I would think it would be a prime spot for students to gain some experience. Is there some kind of collaboration between the university and tenants at the CIE, or has that not been worked out yet?
That has been worked out, and not only, I guess I would like to make that even wider. Northwest is in Maryville, Missouri, Nottoway County. We're not a town of a million. Mm-hmm. So when we bring a faculty member in here, usually a PhD, many times have married a PhD. So we have clients that will actually hire PhDs where we don't necessarily have a teaching opening for them. They could get a job with one of our clients. So that works great. From a student standpoint, we've been working with students in some way, shape, or another since the very beginning, whether they're interns or whether they're actual employees of companies. We have a company that, an organization that unfortunately we're losing, but they are a company that is Battlefield Command, and they make software for the Department of Defense. And it's really a fun company. We've had students work on that for the last 3 years. And these are the students that I see come in about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, and they're there till 2 or 3 in the morning. I don't ever see them leave. I'm usually home in bed by then. But all of our keys and locks to the building are what we call fobs. So it's open. If you're a tenant in the building, you can get in 24/7. And if necessary, we can track that on a computer as to whose fob opened it at what time.
There was a recent name change for the CIE, for the incubator, to the Dean Hubbard Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Can you tell me what's behind that and why the change was made?
You bet. That's a change that I'm really glad to do, glad that we can give some credit to Dean Hubbard, our former president. I don't want to take anything away from our current president, Dr. Jasinski, but Dean Hubbard was the person, the one person behind this that got funding from the state government, did it from scratch. And it wasn't easy. There were potential clients that were going to kind of be the anchors, and at the last moment, the deal kind of fell through with them. And so he worked extremely hard to get the incubator up and running, and I think it's just fitting that it has his name on it.
What does the future hold for the incubator?
Well, that's a great question. Here's what my vision is for the incubator. We're looking to not, we still want to have businesses come in, but we also want to open the doors a little wider for faculty members, for staff, and for students. At UMKC, I headed up a student incubator, and it's amazing at the results that happened from those students. And so we're hoping for some of the same synergies here on campus. If we can have a student company that they started and got going turn into a multi-million dollar organization, and that student can either sell it or continue with it after they graduate, it's just a win-win for everyone. And as you know, at Northwest, our whole mantra here is success for every student every day, and that's what we want to try to do.
It sounds like great things are happening, great things are in the works for the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship.
We think so. Not without difficulties, but if it were easy,
everybody
would do it.
That's right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Larry. When we return to All Things Northwest, we'll visit with Rebecca Evans. She's the director of Northwest Small Business and Technology Development Center in St. Joseph. You're listening to All Things Northwest on KXCV KRNW.
Support for All Things Northwest is provided in part by the Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments, which offers programming, products, and services to its member governments in Atchison, Holt, Gentry, Nottoway, and Worth counties. More at nwmorcog.org.
Northwest Missouri State University focuses on student success. Every student, every day. Agricultural business major Troy Dobson is a recent graduate of Northwest, and he says he likes the atmosphere here at the university.
I came to Northwest because it had a small town atmosphere feel to it. The people seemed really nice, the campus is excellent, and the teachers, they're first class. I really thought they had a great agricultural program, and I thought it was a good fit for me.
Troy, who is originally from Higginsville, Missouri, now works as a grain merchandiser for Ray Carroll County Grain Growers. You are listening to All Things Northwest here on KXCV and KRNW.
Underwriting support for All Things Northwest is provided by Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing opportunity for Northwest Missouri. The NCED Business Support Team is at your service. More at nottoway.biz.
Welcome back to the July 2014 edition of All Things Northwest. I'm your host, Patty Hawley. I'm filling in for Northwest President Dr. John Chasinski this month. Rebecca Evans is our next guest. She's a seasoned management and consulting professional, and her proven record of effective short and long-term strategic planning has improved operational processes, team effectiveness, and profitability for her clients, resulting in over $40 million of economic impact. Rebecca has owned two businesses herself. She has her essential coaching skills certification through the Blue Mesa Group, which she uses to assist business executives with improving their leadership skills. Additionally, since 2007, she regularly advises or coaches between 150 and 200 businesses each year and has been with the Missouri Small Business and Technology Development Center of St. Joseph. She has also received the Missouri SBTDC State Star Award in 2012, recognizing her as the best business counselor in the state. Rebecca holds a Master of Science degree in Administrative Studies with an emphasis in project management from Missouri State University, and she is a certified Green Belt in the Six Sigma methodology. Rebecca, welcome to All Things Northwest.
Good to be here.
First of all, we want to congratulate you on your new promotion, being named Regional Director of the Small Business and Technology Development Center. That's a position formerly held by Larry Lee, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Can you explain to me what the Development and Technology Center is?
We are nationwide. It's a division of the SBA, the Small Business Administration, and we essentially work as business consultants or business counselors to assist the small business owner and bring sometimes even Fortune 500 tools even to the business, the small businesses in the region. A lot of times they don't know where to go, or they don't have the funds to reach out to private consultants. And so the Small Business Administration created the SBTDC to fill that niche so that small business owners would have a resource to go to help them learn how to do the business side of the business.
So what types of tools do you offer to both startups, new business startups, and to those businesses that are already existing clients?
We have a multitude of services that we can bring to the table. If you're a startup, we can help work through all of the 1, 2, 3 steps. You know, it's as easy as we say it's as easy, you know, getting a business is as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But we can walk them through all of those steps and as much or as little as they need. So everything from, is this even feasible? Is the location good? Putting together a business plan, finding financing or alternative financing if traditional financing isn't the way to go. So we can help walk them through all of those steps. If they are an existing business, we can offer services such as financial analysis and comparison. We can help them with spotting, you know, things on their finances, putting together marketing plans, coaching, the executives, strategic planning, just a wealth of services that are available to them. It just depends on what they need.
Now, there's also an educational component at the SBTDC. What educational services do you offer, such as seminars and workshops and other opportunities?
We offer seminars throughout the year. Some seminars are how to write a business plan or how to get started in business, and then others are specifically made and or geared toward businesses who are existing. So, you know, how to hire your first employee, QuickBooks software, how to use that. We have had seminars on social media, such as, you know, Facebook and utilizing it properly for your business. So just things like that that business owners tend to want to know about, and they want to use some of those technologies that are available, and we can help offer that to them.
As your biography indicates, your SBTDC has been very successful, resulting in over $40 million of economic impact to this area. Can you tell us about some successful outcomes that have resulted in our multi-county area?
We have a lot of businesses we mentioned earlier. We talk with 150 to 200 businesses a year in my office. In the region, we talk with even more than that. It's an amazing amount of people that we touch throughout the year. And so the outcomes vary from we just started a business who, you know, is a little restaurant, a mom-and-pop shop, and it's a Mexican restaurant in St. Joseph, and they're doing really, really well. And, you know, they employed 20-some people. So that's fantastic. And then, you know, we have businesses that are like home health services who have grown from a startup in the last 3 years to having now 80 employees. So we have a lot of success stories that we could talk about, and they run the gamut, and we're pleased that we're able to assist them in some small way as they go through those growing pains.
Is there a limit for who you will help? You mentioned, you know, the restaurant has 20 employees and then another business has 80 employees. Is there a cutoff, or are you there to help any type of startup business?
We can help any startup or existing business. And by definition, the federal government in general says that a small business is any business that has fewer than 500 employees. So, you know, I would say if you had 100 or 400 or 300 employees, that I wouldn't call you small. But according to federal government guidelines, we could help them as well. But the reality is that we tend to help those that have, most of our clients have less than 20 employees, but there are some that have more.
For existing businesses that are interested in getting more information about your office and how they can get assistance, how can they contact you?
My office is actually located inside the St. Joseph Chamber of Commerce, and so they could walk in, or they can give me a call anytime directly at 816-364-4105. They can also find assistance anywhere in the region because we have offices here in Maryville, St. Joseph and Chillicothe, and they can go onto Northwest Missouri State University's website and just type in SBTDC, and they can reach any of us that way as well.
And where can they find information about the workshops and events that you're offering?
Right. There is a calendar of events online at missouribusiness.net. So any upcoming classes that we're going to have in the future would be listed on there in advance.
The Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship is a real treasure for Northwest and our region, and the CIE and our Small Business and Technology Development Center is on the cutting edge of job creation and provides a direct economic impact to the entire region, and that's evidenced by our ranking of the number 21 worldwide in business incubators. Our program today has allowed us to show its impact and how Northwest is leading the way in providing a better life for the communities we serve, and how Northwest is the place for innovation, entrepreneurship, and a leader in economic development in the region. And that's a wrap for this month's show. All Things Northwest is a program devoted to all the good about the people, places, events, and stories of our region. We thank our guests, Larry Lee and Rebecca Evans. Thank you very much for joining us this month.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Always a pleasure.
I also thank our producer, Brandon Travis, a student here at Northwest Missouri State University. Take good care. Treat each other well. Provide good works for others and keep celebrating and advancing our region. I'm Patty Hawley for Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. Thank you for your support of All Things Northwest, Northwest Missouri State University, KXCV KRNW, and Public Radio. Support for All Things Northwest comes from Nottoway County Economic Development and Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments. More on Facebook at facebook.com/NWMORCOG. Theme music for the program was composed by Northwest professor Dr. William Richardson. The music was recorded by vocal music education major Jordan Andrews, piano, music major Daniel Bates, bass, audio and production major Mark Ludwig, drums, and Dr. William Richardson, trumpet. The program is written and produced by multimedia journalism major Ben Noley. Join us again next month for All Things Northwest.